Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. We really trust that God would bless you as a result of doing this, and we're really praying that you will come to discover the great joy of salvation. We were doing a street meeting in Liverpool today, and we were giving out leaflets, and one of the leaflets we gave out had this title, "Is It Wise to Be an Atheist?" Now, I don't know if your view is, but I presume you're probably listening to this site because you think that there is a great possibility that God exists, or you're convinced that he does. The Bible's very straight about this, actually. The Bible just says very bluntly in Psalm 14 and 53, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." Some people feel that the statement could even be, "The fool has said no God for me." And you'll find that right through the Bible. The Bible teaches in Romans chapter 1 that man gave God up. And it actually traces the history of how men and women worshipped things like idols, and then right up to a date where people worship people and give them the status and the credibility that once they would have given to God, because man has created God in his own image. I really want you to think about this, and my little talk today is going to be pretty brief, primarily because I'm running out of time this week and I'm under quite a lot of pressure, and I'm off to Scotland tomorrow and I'm talking at some youth camps for the next couple of weeks, and there's a lot going on. But I didn't want to miss the opportunity to remind you again, if you do listen regularly to these podcasts, about the great privilege that we have that God has spoken to us. I could go through all the evidence of creation and of science and of precision and of design and of conscience and of an awareness of right and wrong, but I want to really just talk for a second or two, a moment or two, about this fact that God sent his Son into the world. The greatest evidence to me that God is there is Jesus. God was revealed in human form. God walked upon our earth. Not only does he fulfill the ancient predictions of the Bible, and statistically the impossibility is immense for one person to fulfill, even 8 of them is a very high probability, and yet there was over 300 of them fulfilled in the person of the Lord Jesus. The things he did miraculous things, supernatural things, recorded not just by Christians but by secular historians. The way he lived is reputed to be, and even in the records of those who were his enemies, he is said to be without fault, without flaw, without sin. And the greatest thing is this, that Christ died for our sins. That the man called Jesus was more than a man, he was the Son of God. That he came into the world to save sinners. That by his death he met the demands of God to meet in full all that God required to put away sin. And God is satisfied that the price is paid in full and that people can be forgiven. I would love you to consider this today. I'd love you to seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him. He is near. The Bible says that it is a matter of faith, of trusting him. It is intelligent. It is rational. But it is a matter of trusting what God has revealed in his word, the Bible, and his Son, the Lord Jesus. I hope that this week you will come to know God's Son as your Lord and Saviour. Please listen to more of the podcasts on seekthetruth.org.uk, or follow the link to go and to read some of the blogs. And if we can help you further, please get in contact with us. Thank you once again for listening.